Hello, my name is Shauna Chatfield, and I'm in cohort 36, and my projects are called The Three Broomsticks and Blighty.
Fantastic. All right, we're going to talk about both of your projects here in just a moment, but before we jump into that, what were you doing before NSS? How did you, you know, decide to change everything and go into this adventure?
I was working in the music industry for about 10 years. It started out as a brief stint of me pursuing some rock stardom dreams. And then that was cool. That happened. And then that evolved into me working largely in promotions and in the touring side of things. So I was doing tour management and logistics. And I kind of just started to feel burnt out from all the traveling, among other things. And so eventually I switched over to the publishing side of things, working with songwriters, managing the administration process that happens to get all the songwriters paid. But I kind of was still just finding that I was feeling like I peaked, I guess is a good way to say it. Even as my responsibilities changed.
Right.
And they grew, I kept seeing that the challenges themselves did not. I mean, I was just ready to pursue something that I knew that was going to push me as opposed to let me become stagnant in growth. I wanted to make sure I was always learning.
Yeah.
But I also like to feel useful, and it's nice to find meaning in your work. So I was now on to my next pursuit of finding what that was, which led me to web development.
Here you are.
Here I am.
How does it feel?
Really good. Something that's really cool about it is I've always been a person that's been both kind of like equal parts creative and analytical, which is why the music industry drew me in the first place. But yeah, I mean, tech utilizes my skills really well. It's nice to find something where it's like, wow, okay, this is something that is like very much the big picture of the way that I like to try to operate. So it's been a really, really cool experience. And I'm very grateful that NSS let me in. Thanks, guys.
Who did you do your interview with?
I think it was with Amy.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out. That's so cool. And here you are. And I know it's kind of not only a whirlwind to get up to graduation, but, you know, today we're in a very different time. But we still know there's a lot of tech jobs that need to be filled. And I have felt pretty optimistic today. I mean, we've been talking to students. You know, we get to do these awesome little interviews. We've been doing it for several years. And even though there's a lot of uncertainty, it seems like there's still a lot of optimism for what's going on.
It's kind of like the way that our temporary reality has to be is all hinged on technology. So thank goodness for all of that. So maybe there will be some open seats for us to help keep everyone connected.
There will be. It's going to be good. So let's dive into your project. So what do you got? Let's talk through whichever one you want to start with. Tell me the name, what it is, and then we'll talk about kind of how you built it.
Yeah. So the first project I did for the front end portion of the course was called The Three Broomsticks. It was obviously inspired by Harry Potter. I love Harry Potter. But also, it kind of was inspired by some of my roots in promotions. I've always found it really fascinating how creating an immersive introduction to like a potential experience can be what causes people to actually want to go have that experience in the first place. I love good advertising. I cannot lie. And so, I don't know. Anyway, aside from that, and also just me selfishly wanting to stay at the Three Broomsticks and be a wizard myself, I just really love the impact that good websites can have. And I wanted to try to create a fun, immersive application for people who love Harry Potter as much as I do. So that's why I built it.
Yes. What's your favorite thing about Harry Potter? Why did you want to do a project that's inspired by that?
You know, it's funny. I think it's almost kind of what I just said. Something I loved about those books, and there are many other books that do this, but I feel like it's the most modern reference, where just the whole world that she built, you feel like you get to be a part of it. It's so detailed. Like you can really like almost like touch it and like you understand what it all looks like. And I just thought that was really cool. So it's been a favorite series of mine for a very, very long time.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add on just the tech side of just sort of how it all fits together? Or do you feel like you kind of got it all?
So since I'm not a wizard, I used my different skills that I learned in school to perform some wizardry with React.js.
Excellent.
And JavaScript. And I went old school traditional CSS because I have always wanted to kind of learn how to do that. So that's something that I'm excited to keep expanding on too. And yeah.
Sweet. All right, other project.
Yes, so my other project is called Blighty, and this is my server-side application. It is a Django web application. I built it with Python and Django and used SQLite for my database. I also tried to expand on some of my CSS skills that I experimented with in the front end, so hopefully that's always going to continue to improve. And what this application is essentially, it's a pub guide. I love England. I am a huge Anglophile, but something that I have a particular affection for are English pubs. It's kind of like, I don't know, England wouldn't be England without pubs. It's like France without their cafes or something. So I don't know. I've always loved them. And I just for fun do a lot of research on different pubs. And so I kind of put together my own curated list of the pubs that I thought were the coolest. And people can basically, almost in a social media aspect, you can like and unlike, you can save favorites, you can mark things as visited if you've been there, and then you can also use it almost as like a short travel journal for your experience at that pub that you maybe got to go to. And so it's just kind of a way to keep track of the places you want to see, the places you would want to go, and then also a place to kind of keep your memories of the places that you've been to. So that's what it is.
Yeah. So you got two projects. As you think about the future, what do you think you want to do next? Is it more front-end work or back-end work? What are you thinking?
Yeah, you know, it's hard. I tend to be a person who is most passionate about the thing that I am working really hard on right now. So at the moment, the answer would be, wow, I think I might really love back-end and I find data so interesting. But I do think in the future, I would like to get further into things like user experience. So that's probably more of a front-end thing. But what I think is the coolest thing about all of this is utilizing the two things together, because you kind of can't have front-end without the back-end. And I find it so interesting how two things have to coexist. So I think I'm interested in both. But I don't have the most objective answer right now coming out of this amazing whirlwind.
Totally get that. It's always kind of nice to see like where you feel right now. And you know, maybe in a couple of years you'll look back and be able to see kind of how you felt. But I mean, I think the bottom line everyone agrees on, looking for a good opportunity, looking for a good team, all that.
For sure, yeah. Definitely looking for a place where I can keep learning a lot.
Yes.
To continue to build on that, for sure.
I love it. Well, that answers all my questions. I really appreciate you taking a few minutes, and I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing the projects and keeping the conversation going. So thank you so much for taking the time to do this.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, Clark. I really appreciate it.